Today, I had to reflect on the fact that, you know, there are a lot of hurting people out there. There are a lot of women who are hurting. There are a lot of children who are hurting. And you better believe that there are a lot of men who are hurting. And it, you know, made me wonder about the fact that we have so many life coaches and we have so many, you know, persons who are doing their thing and inspiring others. And they're doing so well at it. You know, they have a lot of followers and persons who are making comments and, you know, all of these things. The interaction is there. And it shows me that people are at a place in their lives where, you know, there is this hopelessness that is running rampant among us, you know, and it begs the question, what is going on in society? Why do we have so many people who are thinking that, you know, they're not enough or that they can't be all that they need to be or all that they want to be? We have people who are, you know, working a 9-to-5 job that brings them no meaning. I mean, everything has its place, you know. And if everybody were to decide that, hey, you know, I want to be my own boss, or I want to just travel the world, or I just want to live the life that I know will make me happy, then probably there would be some kind of imbalance. But that's not how God made the world. He made the world knowing that everything has its place and everybody has their own individual purposes in life, right? But nonetheless, it is so sad when we look around ourselves and we see persons who are, you know, just existing. And I just want to share today that if each and every one of us were to think about life this way, that if we can offer hope to one person, the world would be definitely a better place. If we were to say we're going to come outside or go outside of our own shell, you know, and embrace another, you know, open our eyes and see that the world is not just about us and, you know, being in our own little corner, but the world is about, you know, doing God's work and being a bigger, better person. And you don't have to be in a role that, you know, you have authority over people, or, you know, you don't have to be in a limelight role. You know, it's not like that. You sitting right at your desk and receiving a phone call and putting a smile on your face so that the other person on the end of the receiver can feel that smile coming through your voice, that is enough, you know. So I just want to encourage each and every one of us to look around us and see where we can impact the life of another. You don't have to, you know, want to be the superhero for everybody, but you can be the superhero for one person. And it definitely will make a difference, because collectively, as I said before, if each person decides that they're going to try and impact the life of one person, it will make the world a better place, and it will reduce the feeling of hopelessness that, you know, as I said before, is running rampant among us. We need to just remember that we are our brother's keeper, right? That God didn't place us here to, you know, walk on this road alone. Right? We're there to build up each other. We're there to encourage each other. We're there to, you know, pull each other out of their, you know, each of us shell, and just to impact people and serve others. That is what life is all about. And believe you me, if we were to do it, we would realize how much more meaningful our lives would become. Right? I remember the story of the little boy. I don't know if there's truth to it or if it's just a story, but that is not important, right? The important thing is the message that is coming through this story, where the little boy talked about being bullied by other kids. right? And he remembered the day in particular when these set of boys, he was on his way to school, and these set of boys, you know, overpowered him and caused his books to fall out of his hands. And you know how kids can be. And it took one person, right? One person to extend themselves to him and to help him and to prevent him from carrying out what his thought was that day, which was to commit suicide, right? And I'm saying that it just takes us to look around, to become selfless and unselfish, and look around and see how we can impact the life of another human being. And it definitely will make the world a better place. So just let's start doing it. Let's start looking for those opportunities. Let's pray to God to show us those opportunities where we can impact the lives of another. Let us love each other. And in so doing, we will have better lives.